From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a huge cache of Islamic State files give details of the group's recruiting practice. Counterterrorism experts in Germany and other countries are studying tens of thousands of files allegedly stolen from the group, said to contain detailed personal information about terrorist recruits. Britain's Sky News said it acquired the information from a disillusioned Islamic State defector who told a reporter in Turkey that he stole a memory stick from the head of Islamic State's internal security. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Dr. Dalia Yazbek-Ghanem is with the Carnegie Middle East Center.
They are talking about 20,000 names, which is very, very, important and relevant. And it is definitely going to have impact on the Islamic State reputation. And also on the ground, it will have definitely impact.
Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries, including 23 questions Islamic State recruits must answer before they can be accepted as members of the extremist organization. A group that monitors violence in Syria says an Islamic State militant described as the group's military commander was seriously injured but not killed in an airstrike last week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Thursday that Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen, was taken after the strike to Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa for treatment. The U.S. officials on Tuesday had said that he was killed by the airstrike near the northeastern town of Al-Shaddadi. This